They come to me, the millions and millions, and they say unto me, Great One, we heard you've been podcasting for 13 years. The Great One says, Yeah, I have.
Just on the border of your waking mind, there lies another time, where darkness and light are one. And as you tread the halls of sanity, you feel so glad to be unable to go beyond. I have a message from another time.
I have a message. Message is that I am right and you are wrong. That's the message.
Please.
Trying to change the channel on me, are you? It's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. You see, the Great One has been podcasting for 13 years. The Great One doesn't care about your feels. The Great One is right. The Great One is not drinking a martini today because the Great One is going to go trail running later. Don't worry. Next episode, I will have a martini. Promise. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. They come to me and they say, Great One, are you going to have a birthday party for stating the obvious? Yes, I am. You say, Great One, am I invited? Yes, you are. Well, Great One, when is the birthday party going to be? Well, it's right now. This is it.
Broadcasting Commission. And now the news.
The news!
Japanese forces continue their heavy attack on the Philippines and Dutch East Indies. Occupation of Manila is now complete.
Occupation of the colleges by the social justice warriors is complete.
Withdrawing to the Bataan Peninsula. His Majesty's forces are carrying out an orderly
The Trump and Fuhrer's forces are failing to build the wall.
In preparation for defense what else is new? Moresby and the southern...
And that's how I feel about it. Because you know what, guys?
I got me 10 fine toes to wiggle in the sand. Lots of idle fingers snap to my command. A lovely pair of heels that kick to beat the band. Contemplate, nature can be fascinating. And do these a nose that I can bump. And a mouth by gum have fun. To tell the whole damn world, if you don't happen to like it, deal me up. Thank you kindly, pass me by.
Yes, my friends and my enemies, you can pass me by, because the Great One's not interested in your whining, your sniveling, your bullshit, your whininess, your fucking tolerance, your diversity, your multiculturalism. The Great One is interested in only two things: being right and cute girls. Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the 13th anniversary episode of Stating the Obvious podcast. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been podcasting for 13 years. I can now say it. First thing you say unto me, you say, Great One, hold it. Now, the podcast was actually recorded on the 29th of October, because we figured out how to read the names of your files, because unlike some podcasters out there, you actually name your files consistently so that they're fucking usable, you know, and unlike some podcasters, you also actually put tags on your fucking files, which is really nice. Thanks, Great One, for doing that. We really appreciate you going out of your way to do that for us. Well, you're welcome, and if only I could teach If only I could. But see the thing, you can't teach. You can't. This is why I've stopped. Well, why don't you help people? Why don't you try to lead people? Why don't you teach people? Because I have learned people are unfucking teachable. And as always, I include myself in this. People come to me and they say, well, great one. If you did this, if you'd... Fuck you. Kiss my ass. No, I am not going to try to teach. If only some other podcasters out there could learn how to use MP3 tags and name their files consistently. God, it'd make it so much easier when I put their podcast on my fucking iPod. Fucking piece of shit Apple device. Guys, do you know how fucking hard it is to find a fucking MP3 player that's not a piece of shit? Look, I hate Apple. What does this have to do with my birthday party? Fuck. 13 years. I'll bitch about Apple later. Here, let me put that on the list for another episode. Bitch about... Come on, ink pen, work with me. Some things are a great one. Is anything going to change at Stating the Obvious podcast? Yeah, there'll be some changes, but some things are not going to change. One thing is not going to change is me fucking tangenting all over the place. Bitch about MP3 players. Okay, it's on the list. Because I do have a couple of things I want to try to get done today. Like, for example, your sister. You come to me and you say, great one, we figured out how to read the file names on your podcast files. And this particular podcast was recorded on the 29th of October, not the 1st of November. The 1st of November is the 13th birthday. So aren't you opening your Christmas presents the day before Christmas Eve? Yes. Yes, I am. And I can do this because I am the great one. The other reason I can do this is because I am not a woman. And I don't wait until the last goddamn minute to do things. Because you see, on the actual legit birthday of Stating the Obvious podcast, November the 1st, on that day I'm going to be working my motherfucking ass off. I am not going to have time to podcast. If I did, however, I would potentially, you know, it'd be fun if I had actual real friends or anything and I wasn't, you know. Have any friends? No, I don't have friends. I'm fucking work in theater and I podcast. Of course I don't have friends. If I had friends who knew about the podcast, go to a bar somewhere and just get drunk and record a podcast. That would be the shit. I am drinking hot mint tea in lieu of the martini because, as I said, I am going trail running later. All right. 13 years. I mean, God, just, yeah. Let me soak this in for a minute. All right, I'm good to go. I got to do a couple of things here because I fucked up. What, you fucked up, great one? Yeah. I know, it's hard to believe, right? Okay, there we go. Hopefully that's going to fucking work. Fan mail. It's time to do fan mail. Because the 13-year birthday is not just about me. All right, well, that's a lie. Actually, it's completely about me. But I'm going to pretend that it's about you guys out there also who listen to the podcast, all 7 of you. I will say this. My statistics have been going in the right direction. The right direction, of course, being up. Kind of like, you know, your penis is supposed to go up. That's the right direction. Am I offending any girls right now? Gosh, it's terrible. All right, what do I got here? Thanks for the lab, blah, blah, blah. All right, here we go. Fan mail. Because it's not just about me. It's also about you folks out there who listen. Oh, and before I forget, thank you to those of you who actually fucking were able to follow instructions and go over to cls.link, cls.link. I know it's really hard. Went over there, you clicked on the Amazon fucking banner, and then you fucking bought some shit, and then I got some money from Amazon, and I bought myself a nice fucking 13-year birthday present. The featured image, the picture in this podcast show notes of Supergirl, that is what I bought with your support of the podcast. is the cute little Supergirl poster. It is now hanging on my wall. No, it does not have any cum stains on it. Thanks for asking. So anyhow, that was your gift to me as my listeners. You know, those of you who are capable of using the Amazon affiliate link, which I complained about already because Amazon affiliate linking is a fucking pain in the ass. Giant fucking pain in the ass. Okay, great one. What? Hold on. I gotta look at something real quick. As you see, the great one, great one can probably do this over here fucking easier. That is, and that's the wrong fucking folder. And that's also the wrong folder. Great one. Nothing's really changed. You still just have no clue what you're doing, do you? Yeah, pretty much. Just everybody just hang on. Fucking shit. Come on, just fucking, there we go. That's all I needed to know. God damn. Never mind. Stop telling stories. Birthday episode. Fan mail. Focus. God damn it. I just want a tangent. It just comes so naturally. I'm just talking. It's just like, let's talk about, you know what? This just popped in my head. Let's bitch about Linux. I did the rant, right, about computer software programming. Oh my God, have I got a story to tell you guys that perfectly illustrates why computer programmers, including the ones in the world of Linux is not perfect. All you out there who write computer code, oh shit, that reminds me, I gotta email that girl about computer code. Fuck. I can write that on my ever-expanding list. All of you out there, including Linux programmers, you've gotta get girlfriends. You have got to get a fucking girlfriend or a boyfriend. I don't care. You've got to get somebody in your life so that you stop fucking up software that works perfectly fucking fine as it is. God damn it. Okay. Fan mail. We're really doing fan mail now. We're really doing this. Oh, great one. Why do you not have an affiliate link for Amazon UK so that I can fling some pennies in your direction purchasing Dan Lyon's book, Disrupted? Well, the reason I don't have a UK Amazon affiliate is because dealing with one Amazon affiliate is enough pain in the ass, and I don't know what kind of hoops I'd have to jump through to get a UK affiliate. However, because you guys did purchase a Supergirl poster for me, and you know how much I like Supergirl. You guys who buy through the affiliate link did buy me a Supergirl poster. And because of that, I will investigate what I need to do to make a Amazon UK link. Now, can you not just, I don't know. Can you not just click on the link that I have, and then, like, so it goes maybe to Amazon.com, and then you can just transfer to Amazon UK. I don't know. I have no idea. Is it because you are far too intelligent to ever visit this left-wing hellhole? You know, yeah, I mean, the UK is becoming a left-wing hellhole. I pine for the good old days of England, which I personally never experienced, having never been to England, much less having never been to England in the good old days. But when I watch All Creatures Great and Small, or read the books, if those of you who don't know, All Creatures Great and Small is a book. It was the first book, and then there were four or five additional books. There are a few other spin-off books, and then it was turned into a television series. It is written by a man named James Herriot. James Herriot was a veterinarian in Derby, in England, back when he started somewhat before World War II, because the books in the series, TV series, go through when World War II is happening. So, late 30s? Mid-30s? I don't know exactly what year it kicks off. Anyway, All Creatures Great and Small and the subsequent books and TV series, everything like that, is essentially his autobiography, writing about his adventures as a veterinarian in a small agricultural farming town in England. and it is absolutely wonderful. One of the best books you'll ever read, and one of the best television series. And I talk about this series every now and then because it is one of my favorites. I have the entire thing on DVD. I have watched it at least three times. I'm going through it another time. And, you know, there's no explosions. There's no people getting raped. There's no murder. There's no bad language. And yet it is, I'm serious, guys. If somebody came to me and said, great one, what is the best television series ever made? Now, if you said what's the best science fiction series, I would say Babylon 5. But if we are talking the absolute best of the best television series in the history of television, it is All Creatures Great and Small. It will make you laugh. As I was rolling on the floor. No, you will roll on the fucking floor. It is funny. It is set. You will laugh. You will cry. You will experience every emotion. All the actors in the thing. They did a second series where they brought back a different actress to play James's wife, Helen. And it was, I forget her name, but it was not Carol Drinkwater who played Helen in the original series. And I can't do the second series, mostly just because I cannot see another actress playing Helen, because the actors are all, it's beautiful. It's beautifully filmed. The writing, one of the great things is that when they did the series, what does this have to do with your birthday of the podcast, great one? Nothing. Shut up. This is my birthday podcast. I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. One of the things that made the television series so good is that when they made it, they didn't deviate from the book. Like, if you read the book and you watch the series and you find the part in the book, which is the TV series you're in, it's the same. It's the same dialogue. It's, you know, they didn't go, well, this is TV. We'd better add some stuff. And let's have Tristan walking around with his shirt off. And then let's have a car chase. And then we'll shoot some missiles from a helicopter. Because, we know, we got to go J.J. Abrams on this shit. No, it's just these people. It's James and Siegfried, the vet that he works for, and Tristan, Siegfried's brother, who's in vet school and becoming a vet. You know, and it's just their stuff. They get up in the morning and they drive down the road and they go out to the farm and they look at the cows and they go, ah, shit, you have foot and mouth disease. Or, oh, your cow. And you learn all about veterinarian. I'm like, I'm an expert on veterinarianism. If there's a fucking cow that has a misplaced calf bed, I can fucking fix that. You learn all about how to take care of your livestock from watching All Creatures Great and Small. It's fantastic. If I could go to that England, if I could live in Derby during that time with those people. But alas, no. I am here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins with the hippies and the stoners. Dude, do you know where I could get some marijuana? Yeah, fucking everywhere, man. Social justice warriors, the fucking pink hat wearing chicks. Anyway, this does not have anything to do with fan mail. Back to the fan mail. Oh, great one. Why do you not have an affiliate link for Amazon UK so I can fling some pennies your way for purchasing Dan Lyon's book Disrupted? Is it because you are far too intelligent ever to visit this left-wing hellhole? Or is it because you are a misogynistic, racist homophobe that wants to drop bombs on us from flying robots piloted by the patriarchy? Oh shit, he's figured me out. We do have some good bike routes through the forest, though. I bet you do. Yours in awe. And he gives his name, which I'm not going to say. Just some dickhead in the UK. P.S. The hockey girl attached can't afford her own shower or a hockey stick. Oh, where's the hockey girl? There's, ooh, all right, we have to, ooh. I'll be with you guys in a minute. Okay. She does not need her own shower because she can shower with me. Yes, hockey girl will be in the show notes. Oh, man. Hockey Girl in show notes. This gentleman obviously has exquisite taste in women. I applaud you, sir. Oh, I fucking applaud you. Thanks for the laugh. Great one. I am from South Africa, and I have been listening to your podcast for a while now. They keep me entertained on my drive to work. The real funny part is when I first introduced them to my wife. Now, this guy... All right, look, guys. This guy... Hold on. This guy... This man... But let's call him what he is. This man introduced my podcast to his wife. Either he is cruising for a divorce, or he has the biggest fucking balls on the planet Earth. Can you imagine one of the white knights from this meeting I went to that I told you guys about? Can you imagine one of them introducing one of their ex-wife or wife or whatever to my podcast? Sir, I applaud you. Okay. Dude, I wouldn't even let my mom listen to this podcast. Actually, frighteningly enough, my mom has listened to it many years ago. She's probably already forgotten. All right. I am from South Africa and have been listening to your podcast for a while. They keep me entertained on my drive to work. The real funny part is when I first introduced them to my wife, she was obviously against everything you said. Now she has your whole backlog on her iPod and is devouring them up. That is pretty indicative that you are speaking something that resembles the truth, in my opinion. Anyway, thanks for the great service you are doing, and I eagerly await the next episode. Regards. And again, don't say people's name. And he sent me a link to a woman giving up on men and marrying her dog, which I will file that away for the future. Now, see, when people come to you and say, there's no good women, well, there is at least one good woman. One good woman. See, the part where I used the wrong words in the wrong place in the wrong sentence, that's also not going to change. There is indeed at least one good woman. The problem is that the one good woman, yeah, not all women are like that. I know this one woman. See, I know this one woman too. I know this one woman in South Africa who listens to my podcast because she is pretty obviously not a fucking sensitive snowflake. The problem is, this one woman, number one, she's in South Africa, and I'm not, and you're not. Number two, she's married. Not that that would ever stop me, but I don't want to go banging the wife of my fans. That's kind of lame. Now, banging the wives of people who are not my fans couldn't give a flying shit. So you see, there is this one good woman. The problem is, she's on another continent, and she's taken. Fuck. Damn it. From an anonymous individual who sent mail from via Gorilla Mail, he sent me the message saying, I am your God now, along with a picture of a redhead. Now, as you guys know, I am a fan of the redheads. As you guys know, I do not lie, especially not to my fans. She's not really my style. She's, I don't know. First of all, the problem is, this picture is... I'm a photographer. This picture is over photoshopped. It's like, could we tone down on the Photoshop a little bit? That would be important. Toning down on the Photoshop. But you know what? I'm going to put her in the show notes as an example of a girl that, I wouldn't kick her out of bed, but she's not that hot to me. this is subjective. You out there may see this and go, hey, she's pretty goddamn good looking. So there's nothing wrong with that. I did that email and I did this, and I gotta do that. God damn it, there's so much I gotta get done. All right, and we're going to save this for the end if I have time to fill, because I'm gonna have lots of time left over because I'm not gonna tangent or anything like that. Fan mail, did that. All right, what else do I need to talk about here? I do, because it's my birthday of stating the obvious, at least, because we're both 13 years old. Well, stating the obvious is 13 years old. I just act like I'm 13 years old. Just need to take a moment to remind you that when I first heard about the Las Vegas shooter, the first thing I thought was, is he the product of a single mother? I said that on this podcast. And then, listening to Stefan Molyneux, what did I find out? I found out that, yes, his mother was a single mother, is a single mother. And who's his daddy? His daddy is a criminal. Who does the Great One say women love having sex with? Criminals. This is why they go into social work, because they get access to criminals to have sex with. But oh, the Las Vegas shooter has brothers. And oh, now one of his brothers, I see, because it was on Twitter, it must be true, was arrested for child pornography. Oh, you single mothers. You single mothers. Oh, you are doing such a wonderful job. Once again, I want to see this. And maybe they exist. I'm going to put it on my list to look for them. I want to see the statistics. Age breakdown and single mother breakdown of rapist, murderers, child molesters, child pornographers. I want to see if there is a correlation between the single mother and the rapist, the murderer, and the child porner. I think there is. I think there's a fucking correlation. I have a couple of times in the past, while making fun of people who major in liberal arts, mentioned that if the person who is teaching you, and some of you are saying, Great One, are you ever going to finish talking about that article about the college adjuncts who have to resort to prostitution? Yes, yes, I am going to get back to that. In that series and in other places, I mentioned the woman whom I worked for when I was at CSU and blah, blah, blah. She's a veterinarian, microbiology. She made a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. As I was looking through some files and stuff the other day, I stumbled across information I had from back in those days. I can now tell you with certainty what a veterinarian degree with an emphasis in microbiology is worth, because I found the stuff I had that shows everybody's pay rates. Now remember, these adjuncts with their fucking liberal arts, with their fucking English degrees, their journalism degrees, and all this other shit, are making whatever, minimum wage or less, because they're working on their own time. They're making nothing. What do you think might be the hourly wage for a woman who is a veterinarian with an emphasis in microbiology? Take a wild guess. What do you think she makes an hour at a left-wing statist, social justice warrior, dominated, liberal, left-wing statist college? Run by the government. Not a private college. Government college. What do you think she makes an hour? Take a guess. You ready? Are you sitting down? Because this is the difference. This is the difference between the worthless degree and the non-worthless degree. She made. And now she makes even more. Because this was years ago. This was over 10 years ago. No, not 10 years ago. Actually, this was somewhere between 8. Well, no, yeah, no, this is probably about 8 years ago. She makes made 8 years ago. $85.19 an hour. Do you think your journalism degree is ever going to get you $85? That's eight. $85.19 an hour. It's not, because you girls are, most of you, I know there's this one woman who isn't math challenged. She's in South Africa. She's listening to this podcast right now. She's awesome. She's 1 + 1 = 3. Ah, HubSpot jokes. Most women are challenged. I'm in the shoe store the other day, speaking of challenged women, and there's two women's who are working in there, and the women's, I'm asking about the shoes, and the one women's says, well, it's over there, it's in, see, those first two vertical rows, those are different, but then these other vertical rows are the right ones. And I'm thinking to myself, vertical row? Do you mean columns? Because there's no such thing as a vertical row. Rows, by definition, are horizontal. If you have a row and you rotate it through space, 90 degrees on the z-axis, so it's on the z-axis now, it is no longer a row. It is a column. Then the other woman who works there says the same thing to another person. Yeah, it's the vertical rows. And I'm like, oh my God. This is why you girls are working in a shoe store, and this is why you're not making $85.19 an hour, because you don't know the difference between a row and a column. Now, having done all of that, because this is my birthday, stating the obvious's birthday, stating the obvious, me, we are one and the same. It's a great one. What are we going to do for your birthday? Well, I, you can come along if you want. I don't care. Because I have 10 fine toes to wiggle in the sand, and you can pass me the fuck on by if you don't like it. We are going to play, and of course there will be no commentary whatsoever. That would never happen. One of the great ones' favorite songs ever. This is Supper's Ready by Genesis. Now, if you're, I say Genesis, for those of you who think Phil Collins' sappy love songs, oh my friends, and I understand, I completely understand. But before Genesis devolved into a band led by Phil Collins crooning out sappy love songs, Genesis was 1 + 1 = 3. For those of you who don't know, Peter Gabriel used to be the lead singer for Genesis. Genesis was very classical music oriented. It's like Pink Floyd. They went through these phases, right? Genesis, you listen to some early Genesis. If all you've ever heard is stuff like, say, Abacab, Genesis, Invisible Touch, you're not even going to recognize this. And thus, I bring to you, the Great One brings to you, the playing of Supper's Ready. And some of you are saying, Great One, wait a minute, isn't this song 20 fucking 3 minutes long? Yes, it is. So go get a beer or a martini or a coffee or a tea, whatever the fuck it is you need, kick back, enjoy, celebrate the birthday. Thank you for the Supergirl poster. Yeah, there's going to be some commentary. I won't be able to help it. But I'm just trying to spread the love. I'm going to spread the love of the early days of Genesis. Because see, all these bands back in the day, they tried to do, everyone wanted to do the long, what's the phrase I'm looking for? The name for this? Not alternative rock, but God damn it. Anyhow, but you think of things, songs like Inagata DeVita by Iron Butterfly. It's not a terrible song, but it's basically the same thing for 20 fucking minutes. Genesis with Supper's Ready nailed the 20-minute song. And you, if you are not familiar with the song, you will hear it for yourself.
Walking across the sitting room, I turn the television on.
This is because they didn't have remote controls.
Sitting beside you, I look into your eyes.
Which was probably sexual harassment.
As the sound of motor cars fades in the night.
And those cars are causing global warming.
I saw your face change. It didn't seem quite right. And it's hello, babe.
Ooh, that's sexual harassment. You can't say hello, babe, to a woman.
Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true?
Until she finds a criminal to have sex with and divorces you.
Coming closer with our eyes, a distance falls around our bodies. Out in the garden, the moon seems very bright.
It's probably contributing
Six
to global warming.
Saintly shrouded men move across the lawn slowly. The seventh walks in front with a cross held high.
Oh my God, he's a cross. That's offensive to Muslims.
Hey, babe,
this is Muslim phobic.
Supper's waiting for you.
Yeah, make my food, bitch. Until she gets bored with you and wants a divorce.
I've been so far from here, far from your warm arms. It's good to feel you again. It's been a long, long time, hasn't it?
All smart-ass commentary aside, I'm serious, this song is brilliant. Listen to the music. The lyrics, there's a story here. There's an arc. This is the Anthony Phillips days. Anthony Phillips is on the guitar. He's a classically trained guitarist. He left the band midway through. And of course on the keyboards is Tony Banks, who I think is one of the best keyboard composers, players around. Not that every element of this song isn't fantastic, and then Peter Gabriel's lyrics, of course, but listen to the guitar as we go through this, listen to the keyboards. A great one, if you'd shut up, we could listen to the music. This is why I shouldn't have a microphone, I can't stop talking.
Fireman who looks after the fire.
Gland in gland. Yes, that's... That means exactly what you think it means. Feelings, ooh.
We walked across the fields to see the children of the West.
Ah, the children of the West getting raped by Muslims.
Dark-skinned warriors standing still below the ground.
Oh, dark-skinned warriors. Well, this is Islamophobic. Can't contain his feels. He's a social justice warrior. That's one of the warlords that will take over everything if there's no government to protect us from the warlords and build the roads.
Stamped human bacon by some butcher tool.
Social Security, yeah.
In reverence, as Narcissus is turned to a flower.
A flower?
If you go down to the low farm to look for butterflies, flutterbys, gutterflies, open your eyes. It's full of surprise. Everyone lies like the fox on the rocks. And the musical box. Oh, there's mom and dad, and good and bad, and everyone's happy to be. There's Winston Churchill dressed in drag. He used to be a British flag. Plastic bag, what a drag! The frog was a prince. The prince was a brick. The brick was an egg. The egg was a bird.
Fly away, you sweet little thing. They're hot on your tail.
Haven't you heard?
What will it change you to a human being?
Ooh, trans-speciesism.
Everything, we're growing everything. We've got some men, we've got some out, we've got some wild things floating about. Everyone, we're changing everyone. We'll name them all, we've had them here. And the real stars are still to appear. Feel your body melt.
Mom to mud to mud
to dad.
Whoa, transsexualism.
You're all full of all dad to damn
to dumb to mom. Mom diddly washing, mom diddly washing.
Holy shit, they just implied that men who transition to women should do housework. Oh, that is sexist and transphobic.
our love is true.